When the lights go out, they speak. The vanished, the cursed, the cruel. Their echoes live here. I'm Raven Vale, and you've just crossed the threshold. Welcome to Whispers from the Dark. The Hat Man, Shadow of Malevolence. Welcome, dear listeners, to Whispers from the Dark. Tonight, we step away from the tangible evidence of cold cases and the distant whispers of cosmic signals. Instead, we delve into a phenomenon far more intimate, yet perhaps infinitely more terrifying. A shared nightmare that transcends culture, language, and geography. This is the chilling account of the Hat Man, a pervasive, silent shadow that has stalked countless bedrooms and haunted uncounted minds, a figure whispered about as true evil, a presence of pure, unadulterated dread. Imagine, if you dare, waking in the dead of night. Your room is steeped in the kind of darkness that presses down on you, thick and unyielding. You are conscious, acutely aware of your surroundings, yet utterly, terrifyingly, unable to move. Your muscles are locked, your voice trapped in your throat. You try to scream, to push, to even twitch a finger, but your body betrays you. This is the agonizing state of sleep paralysis, a temporary disconnect between mind and body, where the brain awakens before the body's paralysis has lifted. And it is in this vulnerable, liminal state that millions around the world have reported seeing the very same thing. A figure, always a figure. Tall, utterly black, a featureless silhouette against the faint glow of the night. But it's not just any shadow. It's always adorned, invariably, with a brimmed hat, often a fedora, sometimes a wide-brimmed cowboy hat, or even a top hat. Sometimes it wears a long, dark trench coat, adding to its imposing, almost formal appearance. It stands, always stands, usually by the foot of your bed or in the doorway, or sometimes just outside your window, if you're brave enough to look. It never moves, never speaks, never makes a sound. It simply observes. And that, perhaps, is the most terrifying aspect of all. I've heard countless accounts, read thousands of testimonials, and the consistency is unnerving. Take the experience of a woman named Sarah, who recounted her first encounter. She woke, pinned, her eyes adjusting to the dim light filtering through her blinds. There, standing at the foot of her bed, was the Hat Man. He was utterly black, absorbing every ounce of light, his outline distinct against the slightly less dark wall. Sarah described an immediate, overwhelming wave of dread, a primal fear that froze her even more than the paralysis. It wasn't just fear of him. It was a profound sense of evil emanating from him, a cold malevolence that seemed to seep into the very air. She couldn't see eyes, a mouth, or any features, but she felt his gaze, a scrutiny that pierced through her, leaving her feeling exposed and utterly helpless. The air grew heavy, thick with a palpable oppression, as if the very oxygen was being stolen by his presence. This silent, watching figure, emanating pure menace, is the quintessential Hat Man encounter. But the chilling phenomenon isn't always confined to the fragile boundary of sleep paralysis. There are those who claim to have seen the Hat Man while fully awake, in moments of extreme stress, or in places with a palpable sense of unease. A man named Mark, a truck driver, spoke of a recurring shadowy presence in his peripheral vision, a tall, dark form, occasionally topped with a hat that would briefly appear in his rearview mirror or at the edge of his vision, only to vanish when he turned to look directly. He described a feeling of being constantly watched, a disquieting sense that something was following him, not just through miles, but through his very life. These are experiences that transcend simple hypnagogic hallucinations, bleeding into a terrifying reality that offers no easy dismissal. For these individuals, the Hat Man isn't just a nightmare. He is a persistent, menacing shadow, a stalker from the unseen. The true evil attributed to the Hat Man doesn't manifest in physical aggression. He doesn't touch, doesn't speak, doesn't openly attack. His malevolence is far more insidious, far more psychologically devastating. It is the overwhelming sense of dread that washes over you, the feeling of being utterly helpless and profoundly vulnerable in his presence. It's the silent, predatory gaze, the implied power, the notion that you are merely an object of his dark curiosity. Some theorize that he is an ancient entity, a being that feeds on negative energy, on fear itself. His stillness, his silent observation, could be seen as a form of sustenance, a deliberate cultivation of terror. The consistent reports of a heavy, suffocating atmosphere around him, a chilling drop in temperature, all contribute to the pervasive sense that this is not merely a figment of a dreaming mind, but something darker, something with a tangible, oppressive presence. Of course, the scientific community offers explanations. Sleep paralysis, a neurological condition, can indeed cause vivid hallucinations. The brain, waking up before the body's motor functions, can misinterpret sensory input, leading to feelings of pressure, difficulty breathing, and the perception of shadowy figures. These are often explained as projections of the brain's own fear or anxiety. However, what science struggles to fully explain is the remarkable consistency of the Hat Man's appearance. Why this specific archetype? Why a tall, dark figure with a hat? Why not a clown, or a monster, or a giant rabbit? The universality of this particular form across cultures, across continents, across people with no prior knowledge of each other's experiences, is a mystery that even logical minds struggle to reconcile. Is it a collective, unconscious archetype, a primal fear of the shadow personified? Or is it evidence of a singular entity, or a specific type of entity, that exists just beyond the veil of our everyday perception, feeding on our most vulnerable moments? For those who have encountered him, the experience leaves a lingering shadow. The fear of sleep, the dread of darkness, the anxiety of being alone in a quiet room often persists long after the paralysis lifts. The image of that silent, watchful figure becomes indelibly burned into their memory, a chilling reminder of something that felt profoundly wrong, deeply malevolent. They speak of a life changed, a sense of being perpetually vulnerable to something unseen, something waiting in the corners of consciousness. The Hat Man, then, stands as a terrifying testament to the thin, fragile line between our waking reality and the shadowy depths of the unknown. He is the embodiment of the fear of the unseen, the dread of being watched, the chilling possibility that some nightmares are not just dreams, but visitations. And perhaps the most terrifying aspect of all is the silent, ongoing question. If he is so widely seen, what exactly is he looking for? And what will he do when he finds it? Thank you for joining me tonight on Whispers from the Dark. Until next time, may your sleep be undisturbed, and may the shadows in your room reveal only furniture. Good night, and stay watchful.